Do bonus. Come on, guys, help me out. Do bonus.
So funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now.
We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
What up? This is an acquired taste podcast bonus episode.
bonus.
It's the podcast for underdogs. How are you guys doing?
Woof. I'm underneath it all.
What's up? I'm Bethany. This is Kathleen.
Hello.
And Samantha.
Hi.
And we're here. We had a meeting today. We decided to pop over to Kitchen Studio NYC and give you guys a little bonus episode.
Can I give a small insight to Kitchen Studio NYC?
Yeah, you can.
While putting the mic into one of the stands, which was already kind of broken, I fully broke the plastic stand. And as I keep trying to put it in and you just, and it keeps undoing, Bethany has to poke me with a stick by going, "Hey, Sam, how's your day going over there? How's your day?
Sam's like getting progressively more and more frustrated and sinking further to the ground she's trying to fix this thing. And she said to herself, "This is not what's going to make me angry today."
It's like when you're carrying all your groceries into the house in those like cheap plastic bags that stores give you, and one has a little hole, and then the whole other side of your arm breaks open, and you're
day ruiner.
Strawberries go all over the sidewalk.
Not today, Satan.
It actually happened to me with a roll of paper towels the other day.
That sounds comical.
All over. It's not even just the sidewalk where people walk. They all rolled over the curb of the sidewalk where the dogs poo and pee.
Oh, no. When people curb their dogs, you curbed your fruit.
Please curb your enthusiasm.
So my paper towels. I might be washing my face with dirty paper towels.
It's okay.
I actually thought I thought you were sad about the waste, but you're just sad about the fecal matter in the paper towels you insist on using.
Haha, I'm faced.
Give the dad joke of the award early to Miss Kathleen?
Yes.
So in our bonus episode today, we're going to do the very, we like to be relatable.
Yeah.
Sure. So we're going to do the really, really, really relatable topic of, where do you see Keanu Reeves?
Because we all have that story.
Because, you know, you sitting at home or in your cubicle.
Or maybe next to Keanu.
Look over your shoulder. Is that a man?
Was he in Blue Balls, Pennsylvania?
Who knows?
Was he in Marietta, Georgia?
So I have to tell my story.
Okay, so
you guys,
Sam,
are getting me really excited.
Where did you see Keanu Reeves?
Okay, set the scene. I was walking yesterday alongside Central Park.
Okay.
Central Park West.
Sure. I don't know. It might northeast, southwest, Central Park.
No. You went to the little lake with the Alice in Wonderland statue.
Eventually, I was there.
So you were probably in Central Park East.
Central Park scares me. It's like the upside down. I feel like once you go in there, there's a small percent chance you'll never make it out.
Oh, no, that's true.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So I was walking next to the park, and I had to stop because I was at a crosswalk, and cars pulled up in front of me, and they were waiting to turn right. So they were waiting to turn into the corner I was standing on, but they couldn't yet turn. It was a red arrow for right.
Mm.
And I see two-thirds of this person's profile because the gentleman in the passenger seat is talking to the driver.
Oh, so he's turning to his left and you're standing on his right.
Correct.
Gotcha.
So I'm like, there's something about this guy's face. And he turns to the profile and he looks dead ahead. I'm like, OMFG. That's Keanu Reeves.
He's perfect.
He's wearing sunglasses and a baseball cap.
What form of hair is he wearing? Is it long and shaggy?
Thank you. I was just going to that. It was like just at the nape of his neck, pushed behind his ears, and he was like 7 o'clock shadowed.
Oh, God.
Okay. So that's what kind of version of Keanu we are in.
I'm pregnant.
I'm wearing really dark shades, so you can't see my eyeballs.
Uh-huh.
So my pupils are so dilated at this moment, but he doesn't totally know that yet, but he looks to his right because he probably gets it all the time.
Yeah.
And he keeps wondering if I'm noticing him or not.
Uh-huh.
He'll look, and then I'll talk to his friend, and then he'll pause and he'll look straight ahead and then look to the right again. So I'm like, Sam, you gotta play it cool.
Yeah. It's Keanu Reeves.
It's Keanu Reeves. You want him to think you're cool.
Wait, is his real name Keanu?
Sure is. Yeah.
Has to be.
He's part, he is like, Yeah, he's from Hawaii, I think.
And is he?
Yeah, no he's way. Yeah, he's so all sorts of wonderful.
It's not a stage name.
No, it's not.
Mm-mm. He gets cooler. So I'm waiting for him to notice me next, and then I pretend to catch him noticing me. So I flipped it on him. It's like a Hollywood movie.
Wait, do you think he listens to this podcast?
Definitely.
No.
All right.
Do you think if we leave a letter at the lake house, then he'll listen?
In 2 years.
Yeah, we're Sandra Bullock right now. Yeah. That's fine too.
I'm going to text her and tell him.
Okay.
Cool.
Continue, Sam.
So I wait, he sees me, and then I give the New York like eyebrows up, like, what's your problem?
Like, what the F, dude?
Yeah, hello.
Because I don't know who you are. You're just a dude in a car.
Seriously, get out. This is my day. You're in my day.
Yeah.
I raise my eyebrows, and then I have the moment where I pretend to realize who he is while we're still looking at each other, and then I give a tiny little smirk, like a 2% smirk.
Yeah.
And I give him one chin forward head nod.
No, you didn't.
I assert my chin in the air.
Sam.
And just
no, you didn't.
One hard nod as he's turning.
Sam.
And he flashes me the peace
no,
sign.
No, he didn't.
And tips the top of his baseball
no, he cap. Didn't.
And they drive away into the sunset.
Okay, Sam.
Wait.
I am.
Oh my God.
So proud of you. Can I tell you why?
Because that's not like me at all.
Correct.
Yes.
Because you freak out when you see a dog.
Yeah, but it's such a cute dog.
You just saw Keanu Reeves and you flipped the script. You inceptioned him and you made him think that he saw you.
Oh my God. I'm more happy now than I was then.
Wait, who is Anne Hathaway and who's Miranda Priestly in this equation?
Oh,
do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Sam
yeah.
is Sam is wait
no
wait
so it's
I
at
don't
the end of the
connection.
End of Devil Wears Prada.
Yes,
where Anne Hathaway is like getting a real journalist job and she sees Miranda Priestly played by
Meryl Streep
across the street, and Meryl Streep just sort of nods, like tips her glasses.
No,
and
Meryl Streep doesn't. Anne Hathaway doesn't know Meryl Streep ever saw her.
Oh, I thought they saw each other.
They don't actually make contact at the same moment.
Oh, I always thought that was their moment of like peace where they agree. But
I think so,
I haven't
but
seen it
personal
forever.
Peace.
No, they definitely saw each other.
I don't,
and they know. So are you dating Keanu Reeves yet?
So this was my way of saying that I am now dating Keanu Reeves.
Oh my God. That's a good sighting.
That was, you know what's funny is it goes to show you what I learned from that yesterday, all joking aside, is when you are in your business mode, you can do anything. And I'm sure like anyone could kind of pull this back to their own job.
Yeah.
If they're doing something, even if it's parenting, like I'm a mom and I hate throw up. I hate when other people throw up. But when your baby throws up,
yeah,
there's not a second thought. And it's not gross. It's just annoying. Whatever. So to me, that was at our jobs, we've gotten to see a bunch of celebrities come in and out, and it's really no big deal. But as soon as I see one that I wasn't expecting on the street, I freak out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you don't have your business glasses on.
Yeah.
You're not ready for it.
That's right.
So work really does give you some weird kind of superpower where you can get things done and behave a certain way that you would not be able to do in your regular life.
Yeah, agreed.
I wonder,
so weird.
If he has to walk, first of all, does he live in New York City? Do we know?
I don't know.
He's probably bi-coastal.
Bethany was saying he's one of the nicest humans in the world. I don't know anything about him.
Yeah, so there's a list, multiple lists online. If you just like Google why Keanu Reeves is an amazing human, there are multiple lists. And he's done things like buy an entire hotel pool of people champagne to celebrate someone's engagement.
Amazing.
He's taken massive pay cuts so that other stars could come in because he wanted to work with them.
For
Devil's Advocate, he wanted to work with Al Pacino, so he took a pay cut so they could bring Al Pacino on.
Like, amazing.
And he does this kind of stuff low-key without like asking for a wing of a building to be named for him.
Right, because the right reasons.
He is my number one superstar love.
Really?
I'm glad I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I don't think I could have been cool if I was like, oh my God, I gotta tell Bethany.
Why didn't you snap a pic of him?
Because that would have been like, that would have been against my whole character.
I'll never forgive you.
I was
you
playing
to
a role,
before,
you know?
Yeah.
It was Meisner acting.
Yeah.
He gave you the peace sign. That's crazy.
And I think the fact that he tipped the hat.
Yeah.
Because like the peace sign could be like a go F yourself. Like
okay.
You know, like it's just like a sort of like, I'm going to blow you off. But he also tipped the hat, which is like an old school jaunty form of a greeting. Like, so he's cute.
Keanu is jaunty.
Oh. You know, when you're that famous, I wonder if you have to walk around all the time assuming that somebody knows who you are.
Yeah. I think so. I think that was the only reason he looked to his right in the first place. Because he's like, crap, red light.
No, but I think that's another, that was foreshadowing of him also being an amazing person, is because when he glanced at you and got the impression that maybe you had noticed him, he didn't look away immediately.
That's true.
He kept looking back at you. I think most people would have turned their whole body. Like John Krasinski went back into the building when you recognized him.
He did.
Right? Which isn't a bad thing. Like he, whatever, that's fine. But like Keanu kept looking at you, which means he probably wanted to make a connection.
It's true. Or he wanted to be able to ID me if things went south.
Correct. Maybe he saw just a hint of crazy.
Have you guys seen celebrities? I mean, real ones, Kathleen. Don't get excited because you think you see one every day.
I play
and they're not.
I drive around Manhattan a lot and I play this game when I'm stuck in traffic, when people are walking by my car. What celebrity am I seeing right now? But outside the building of the Big Show, I saw Chloe Sevigny.
Oh, was she?
Are you sure?
Yes. No, it was.
Or was it just a waifish woman wearing suspenders?
No, it wasn't. It was
really all it takes.
It was definitely Chloe Sevigny. And I did one of these things where I'm like, like you freeze up.
Yeah.
Because first of all, she's like a fashion icon.
Yeah.
She's been around for as long as I can remember as the cool it New York City girl.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan of Big Love, the TV show that she was in for years on HBO. And
she's an American Horror Story, couple seasons.
Really?
I like her because she's not convention. She's not what you would consider a conventional beauty.
No, correct. Yeah, I agree.
She's very quirky looking, mm-hmm. and she's got cool style, and that's the type of person I strive to be.
She's a little bit androgynous too, which I really like about her.
Androgyny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want to tell everyone why you were late to work last week, Kathleen?
Oh my goodness.
Like very late?
Like very late. I was driving to work and I was like at a light in my car like normal. And I think Drake walked in front of my car. I parked the car.
What did you do?
And I followed him. 2 city blocks. But I didn't say anything because I didn't have my makeup on.
Were you following him on foot or on car?
On foot. On foot.
I picture Kathleen because she didn't actually want to be seen because you weren't wearing any makeup. You just wanted to follow him. So I see you grabbing strange people's newspapers. Well,
it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I was on my way to work.
What's he doing out at 5 in the morning?
So he was like dressed very cute, very cash. His curls were very curly. Like he's let his hair go a little bit longer. And he had this swag. You know, you just, when you're his level of superstardom and talent, you just walk a certain way.
Uh-huh.
And he just walked like his shoes were made of money.
did he look like he was walking home from a liaison?
Well, no. This is the story I made up in my head.
Okay.
He's cutting new music,
mm-hmm.
and he's been recording all night.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes they take like insider footage when you're cutting new music, which is why he looked very casually cool, cute.
Yeah.
And he was clearing his head. He was out for a walk to think about the music he just recorded.
Actually makes a lot of sense.
I have so personally entertained because, forgive me, Kathleen, a small to medium percent of me thinks it's still just this guy named Dusty who has like a similar dress vibe, because Bethany, on our way to Kitchen Studio NYC today, for 2 blocks we were slowly stalking someone because Kathleen insisted it was Lucy Liu.
Like we were.
Which I knew right off the bat it wasn't.
Well, she was wearing a very large gardening visor.
Why does that make her Lucy?
Because that is something a celebrity might wear if they didn't want people to see them.
Not a gardening visor.
Also something that they want to keep away from the sunlight.
Wait. Your husband is here. Neil?
Hello.
Neil.
Can you come over here for a second?
The mouse in
Please
the
Please report to Kitchen Studio NYC.
So, Neil.
Hello.
What do you think about your wife just getting out of her car to follow people she thinks are celebrities in the middle of the night?
Horrified but not surprised. Any more questions?
Quote, unquote.
Do you think she's going to like get killed at a young age by doing this? Talk right into the microphone.
I have always believed that she would be killed at a young age.
specifically by
following Drake, which is weird, but that's
It's
just,
not weird, it's Drake. Maybe he was on the way to see the baby. You guys don't know about this, do you?
Wait a minute, the baby.
Yeah, you know the Drake.
I forgot about this. Yes. This broke today, which might be a while ago when you're listening.
It's all these baby mama rumors, like he's had a baby mama. And he's been paying baby mama's very cute. He's been paying baby mama to take care of baby. But guys, Drake has a baby that nobody knew about until recently.
It's just like you.
Oh no, I don't have a baby.
Do you guys have a baby?
No, we have.
Kathleen, your dress is like half unbuttoned right now.
Are you guys gonna have Neil? How far along is Kathleen?
Don't say that. Don't,
Neil's laughing with me.
Your face is so red,
Good,
Neil.
Get out of here. Go back to reading your phone. in the corner.
Neil is giggling with me.
He's actually reading the Hollywood Reporter, the sex scandal cult story.
Can I paint that picture? As soon as Kathleen's dress unbuttons.
Why do you say that? People listen to this, you jerk.
He's laughing so hard that he can't speak, which is why he just left the room.
Speaking of babies, I have an update.
Yay.
Not about my baby. I don't have a baby.
He put one in me.
Not what Neil said.
If you go back to episode 105, I was talking to you guys about how I had a niece on the way. My sister-in-law is pregnant. Yes. And I was very afraid that she was going to use my baby name because it was most certainly in her wheelhouses of possibilities.
Right.
She didn't use my baby name.
Yay! God.
And I have a new niece who was born early today, and her name is Lila May.
What a name.
And that's the kind of name you write songs about because it fits into a song really well.
Lila May. Oh, I love that. I'm gonna play that for the baby today.
Cool.
The third girl in the family. So after we record this bonus episode, Neil's here because we're going to the hospital to meet little Lila.
Lila May. She did a good job. I have this weird conspiracy theory that they did this on she was born early, but they knew she was gonna be born because the second part of her first name is May,
and today is the last day
today's
of May.
The last day of May. May. Yep. Coincidence?
Probably. I think
probably.
My first instinct was to say, I think not, but I knew that it wasn't a coincidence. I don't.
Coincidence? I choose not, is my new favorite thing. It's called denial, and I'm deep in the river.
Yeah. 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 So that's why we just wanted to say hi and touch bases and say hi to you guys.
That's fun.
And I don't know. This is your weekly reminder to take a breath. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath.
I can't.
I gave you a pickup, but you may not take it. So if you didn't take it, you just heard me repeat that.
Oh, and if you're looking for us on Twitter, I'm a freaking idiot.
Oh, hopefully it'll be fixed.
So I'm an idiot.
Check back, but maybe it won't be good.
Okay. What did we learn?
There's a whole slew of new apps where you can listen to us.
Yes.
And we've been really vocal with people online on our social accounts about accessing us on iTunes and Google Play Music. And now we're on this app called TuneIn, which is huge. TuneIn is a fabulous app. CastBox, Stitcher Podcasts. I mean, lots of apps to listen to us on. So I was in our Twitter profile doing all the updates, and I was like, oh, that's weird. Why does it say that our birthday was 2002? Like, obviously, our birthday is 2016 when the podcast started.
Oh, dear. So then what'd you do?
Immediately when I hit save, Twitter suspended our profile.
Yeah, because we're 2 years old and we're on Twitter.
We're too young to use Twitter because we're two.
Go to sleep. What are you doing on the interwebs?
I mean, truly, if a 2-year-old was using Twitter, Twitter should send them a trophy, not suspend their account.
So then I was posting on Twitter at the same time Kathleen was posting on Twitter. So at the same time, we both get an alert saying that our account has been shut down. I assumed it was because our tweets were the level of a juvenile. And so like a bot had identified them as being not adult, and so we got suspended. And Kathleen's like, oh no, I just made it so that we were 2 years old.
You only get so many eggplant emojis before Twitter's like, you're over.
Yeah. Stop. Twitter's like, pineapples, safe word, I'm out.
So I had to send them a picture of my driver's license to prove that I'm an adult that made a mistake, and it's been 2 days now and they still haven't reactivated our Twitter account.
So as of May 31st at what time is it right now? 4:30 on the dot. We are not on Twitter right now because we've been suspended. But it's sort of like when Kathleen got suspended in high school for smoking pot on a school trip.
Yes,
it just kind of makes you cooler.
That's fine.
I guess it does. Yeah.
Keanu Reeves thinks we're cooler because you got us kicked off Twitter.
I got in trouble for drugs. Oh my God, kids.
If there are
children listening to this, that is a
bad
idea.
Don't do drugs.
Hugs, not drugs.
Yes, I love it.
Really quickly, since we're on the topic and then we'll sign off, can I play you something that I almost posted on Instagram today?
Please do.
But then didn't because I didn't want people to yell at me.
Only maybe now.
Okay. Because I was bored and feeling really, really plucky. Hold on, here we go.
You're committing to this.
Oh, I love the word plucky.
Okay.
It was a public service
announcement. Just make sure no one wants us to pluck off after
this.
Do you
also have Moxie?
Yeah.
Hey, fellow teens.
Nope.
Do you like eating drugs? Well, you shouldn't, because drugs are bad. They are bad for a number of reasons. Like, they'll make you lose your family, your friends, your job, your pets, your home, your friends. And they'll make you uncool. And you don't want to be in the not cool group, right? Well, I just wanted to say, drugs are bad. And thanks so much, y'all. Have a wonderful one.
Oh, my God.
Be cool.
The best part is the construction outside my window. You can hear the entire time.
This was brought by DARE campaign. Drug abuse resistance education.
But I could just see like the one person whose kid has a drug problem and they're like, this isn't funny. And then they report me and then they get me taken down.
I still might report you.
I wish they would make videos like that again. And what did they play on NBC after? It'd be like, the more you know.
Yeah, or it was like a very special episode of Family Matters. Like, hey all, today we made jokes about drugs, but drugs aren't funny. And they do it behind the set so you can see like the beams supporting the fake wall.
Whatever you say, Bob Saget.
Yeah, exactly. Drugs aren't cool.
Oh, 13 Reasons Why does that before every episode in season two.
That's responsible.
That is responsible.
Did you guys see season one?
No. I will not. I think it'll make me too upset.
Yeah, I got hashtag triggered.
I liked season
one. It made me
sad.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good. You shouldn't.
You can't talk to us about it. We can't help you.
We get hashtag triggered.
Maybe the fourth mic, aka the listener, they can reach out to you on this because...
Or Neil.
Hey, I can't help you.
Did you watch 13 Reasons Why?
Oh boy, he's got a lot of feelings.
Come quickly before her blouse unbuttons again.
Yeah. What do you think?
Kathleen, keep your shirt on. Okay. Kathleen and I have a big disagreement over 13 Reasons Why.
Why?
Without any spoilers.
I really don't like it. It made it seem like suicide was a great way to get revenge on people for making fun of you.
Agreed, I agree.
Oh my God.
I see both sides of the argument.
Oh my God.
But I also think that there's a lot to be said about opening conversation about these hard topics that wasn't there before.
With many ways to open that conversation without being like, hey, all these kids are mean to you. You know what a really great way to get back at them is? Kill yourself.
Everyone.
No, I don't think that was the message. I think the message was you shouldn't kill yourself.
What do you think your unborn baby thinks about it?
Oh Lord.
Neil, you go first.
Stefan.
This is a good time to show you. Stefan, come out, boy.
So obviously there was a lot of controversy around 13 Reasons Why season one.
Yeah.
So season two, they do PSAs before every episode. And I can only get through one episode. Season two doesn't seem very good so far.
Okay.
Thank you, Neil.
You're dismissed. Welcome, goodbye.
I think we should wrap this up without what we learned this week because we don't learn things within a couple days.
Can I give one that I learned this week? Because I think it's important, and then we can cut it off. Sorry.
Sure.
Important.
I learned this week that we should stop using plastic straws. Sam, do you remember when you and I went to Bubby's and they didn't give us plastic straws because they're trying to cut them out?
I'm not kidding. Today for Feel Goods, I featured a brand that cuts out plastic straws.
It's amazing because I saw a picture of a dead seagull, I think, where the straw had been pulled out of its mouth and throat because it got stuck in there and killed it. And so don't use plastic straws. Carry your own around. Or if you do use a plastic straw, I cut it into tiny little pieces when I throw it away or put it in the recycling because they really do get stuck. So I carry around my own.
This is so full circle because Kathleen was the person who introduced me to the video in the first place of a turtle that was getting it pulled out of his nose and he was fine. But for every one sea turtle that gets a camera moment and saved from it, there are hundreds that don't get it.
Yeah. Well, I know about this because my very cool friend Kirsten has an even cooler mom who's a professor at Ramapo College here in New Jersey. And she's a sustainability professor.
Amazing.
And Kirsten was telling me about straws. I had no idea. And it's the number one contributor to polluting in the United States, if not the world. I don't have all the facts straight.
The United States uses 500 million a day.
When I was in Hawaii, everywhere I went, there was no plastic straws. It was all those paper biodegradable straws.
Yeah.
Wait, but Sam, did you mention the website yet?
I did. Okay, so if you were listening on The Big Show, it's the same thing as Feel Goods from this week. So if you go to giveasip.us and you take a pledge to no longer use plastic straws, they're going to send you a metal one. And then it's just a really good environment to be a part of. And you can donate if you want to on the site, which is awesome. And Bethany, I cut the ones that you do too, but out of paranoia, I cut them the long way too.
Yeah, same.
You slice it down the middle.
Yep, same.
And then you dice it up.
Who's the actor from Entourage? The main guy.
Oh, the
Adrian Grenier.
Yeah.
He is I believe he's like a big proponent of getting rid of banning straws.
Yeah, he's a huge ocean lover, like the ocean lifesness.
And there's a brewery in Florida too, Saltwater Brewery, where they've made rings for their six packs of beer that biodegrade into turtle food.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So if you can support Saltwater Brewery.
Yeah. Let's reach out.
Let's go to Florida.
Okay. Yeah.
Not Disney.
You got me. Also Disney, though.
Also Disney.
No?
She's never been. She doesn't want
to
go.
She did promise us in an early episode that she would go to Disney with us.
Didn't you say that for episode 100 you would go with us or something?
No way.
I don't remember any of this. No, we cut our fingers and we all touched the same spot on on fabric.
That's right.
And so you have to go to Disney. So I'm sorry.
Neil, do you think your baby's going to want to go to Disney?
Oh my Lord, I don't have a baby.
No.
Oh, come on.
He hates Disney just as much as I do.
Daddy's no longer invited. You stay with child.
This is now a two-person podcast. Sam and I are going to be doing this podcast. Kathleen's been kicked off because she doesn't like Disney, even though it's a really dark corporate entity that is based on a lot of
bad things. No one ever dies in there.
Actually, lots of people die at Disney every year.
Yeah, but not legally. They find a way around it. It's fascinating.
Wasn't Walt Disney like a little anti-Semitic?
Yes, he was, Bethany. Okay. Yes, he was.
Did they freeze his body and save it for later?
No, that's an urban legend.
That's also leftovers.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Kathleen pooped on a plate.
I did.
That's it.